भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 27 कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव एवं कृष्णा मतेर प्रमान न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः कला प्रदुरभूत कले तदीत सौधमानी यता एवं कृष्ण मतेर प्रमान न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः कलक् प्रदुरभूत्काले तदित् सौदामनीयता एवं कृष्णमते ब्राह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः कलप्रदुरभूत्काले तदित् सौदामनीयता एवं कृष्णमतेर्ब्रह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः कलप्रदुरभूत्काले तदित् सौदामनीयता एवं कृष्णमते ब्रह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः प्रदुरभूत्काले तदित्सौदामनीयता एवं कृष्णमतेर्ब्रह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनाम् प्रभवभूतकाले तरित् सौदामनीयता एवं कृष्णमतेर्ब्रह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः प्रपदुरभूत्काले सरित्सन्दामनीयता एवं कृष्णमते ब्रह्मन् न सक्तस्यामलात्मनः प्रपदुरभूत्काले तरित् सौदामनीयता मातुजीस् एवं कृष्णमते ब्रह्मन् सक्तस्यामनात्मनः प्रदुरभूत्काले तरित् सौदामनीयता एवं thus Krishna Mate, one who is fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, Brahman, O Vyasadev, not Ashaktasya, of one who is attached, Amala Atmanaha, of one who is completely free from all material dirt. Kala, death. Pradurabhut, become visible. Kale, in the course of time. Tadit, lightning. Sodamani, illuminating. Yata, as it is. And so, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To be fully absorbed in thought of Krishna means clearance of material dirts or hankerings. As a very rich man has no hankerings for small petty things, so also a devotee of Lord Krishna, who is guaranteed to pass on to the kingdom of God, where life is eternal, fully cognizant and blissful, naturally has no hankerings for petty material things which are like dolls or shadows of the reality and without permanent value. That is the sign of spiritually enriched persons. And in due course of time, when a pure devotee is completely prepared, all of a sudden the change of body occurs, which is commonly called death. And for the pure devotee, such a change takes place exactly like lightning and illumination follows simultaneously. That is to say, a devotee simultaneously changes his material body and develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme. Even before death, a pure devotee has no material affection due to his body's being spiritualized like a red-hot iron in contact with fire. Evam Krishna Mater Brahman Nasaktasya Malat Manaha Kala Pradur Rabut Kale Tarit Saudamani Yata. And so, Brahman Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, Vyasadeva is speaking, and the understanding is that when one prepares for death, if one is completely Krishna conscious, 100%, Srila Prabhupada says, one can be qualified to experience the tadit, the lightning, and the, what was it, lightning and illumination, side by side, immediately. Of course, if we have any tinge of material desire, at the time of death, we won't return to the spiritual world, but take birth again in the family of devotees or rich person or pious people. It's not some sentimental thing that everyone is going back home, back to Godhead. That is a humongous accomplishment. One has to be 100% Krishna conscious. Chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death with no tinge of material dirt, here Prabhupada says, material dirt. That means, as Queen Kunti prayed, Janmaisvarya Shuta Shri Edamana Madak Puman Tomakinchana Gochara. One has to be completely freed from material hankerings, completely finished, Nivritta Trishna. Upagiyamanat, Bhavasara Chotra, Manobiramat, Kautamasloka Gunanuvarat, Puman, Virajeta, Vigna, Pasubnat. Completely free from sense gratification. That means, just like Queen Kunti prayed. She was a great queen. Maybe you know the story. She was the daughter of King Surasen, which made her the sister of Vasudev. Vasudev was the father of Lord Krishna. So Kunti was the paternal aunt of Lord Sri Krishna. She was the mother of the Pandavas and Karna. And she was so instrumental in the entire Mahabharata, the entire story of Mahabharata. Queen Kunti, in the 8th chapter, which we're getting to, of 1st Canto Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll hear her prayers, which were so important that one book was published by BBT, The Teachings of Queen Kunti, The Prayers of Queen Kunti, which you can read. Most important prayers. She's the mother of Arjuna, mother of Yudhisthira, mother of Bhima, mother of Nakula and Sahadev, and mother of Karna. The story goes in the Mahabharata that when she was a very young girl, Queen Kunti was favored by Durvas Muni. She was performing some service from her, and he gave her benediction that she could call on any demigod. Of course, she was a young girl and didn't understand totally what that meant. So she utilized the mantra of Durvas. And in her young days, called on the demigods. And who appeared but Surya, the sun god. And the benediction that he would give is to impregnate her. She was a young girl. She didn't know completely because, of course, she was a chaste young girl, Kunti, daughter of King Surasen. So Surya promised that he would keep her virginity intact, and she gave birth to Karna. But because she was so young and she didn't want anyone to know, she put the baby out in a little, what do you call?
Basket.
What?
Basket.
And put in the water because she didn't want anyone to find out, nor did she want to raise the baby. He later became known as Radheya because he was the son of Radha, not Radharani, but Radha, one construction man's wife. They adopted him, found him on the riverbank. So Kunti later married Pandu. Pandu himself had a benediction, which was a curse. He went out hunting, and when he thought he was hunting a deer and shooting an arrow at a deer, mistakenly, he shot a Brahmin who was in the midst of trying to beget a child with his wife in the forest. And because the Brahmin was killed by Pandu, the wife of the Brahmin cursed him His benediction was the curse that whenever you will be engaged trying to beget children with your wife, you will die. So because Pandu couldn't beget children, he was married to Kunti and Madri. And because he was not able to beget children, he convinced Kunti that you use this benediction from Durvasa and you call on the demigods and beget some children. So she begot from Dharmaraj Yudhisthira, from Indra Arjuna, from Vayu Bhima, and it says from the Ashwini Kumars, Nakula and Sahadev. I've heard elsewhere that Nakula and Sahadev were the sons of Madri, but it said in Bhagavatam from the Ashwini Kumars. Is it Maharaj? Madri or Ashwini Kumars? Okay. So, before the war, the great battle of Kurukshetra, Queen Kunti had married her sons to Draupadi. Draupadi was known as Panchali because she married all the Pandavas. She was the wife of Yudhisthira Arjuna. She was the wife of Bhima. She was the wife of Nakula and Sahadev. And she went with them in the forest. She was offended by them in the kingdom of the Kurus, the sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and company. And by Krishna's arrangement, this Radheya eventually linked up and became great friends with Duryodhana, which meant that he was opposed to his actual brothers during the time of the Battle of Kurukshetra. Of course, he didn't know that they were his brothers. So the Battle of Kurukshetra, that's a long story. The Mahabharata is based on, during that time, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, who didn't want to fight. But the significance of Queen Kunti is that at the time of the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, when the Pandavas had defeated the Kurus, this son of I forget his father's name, Asvatam. Drona, the son of Drona, Asvatam, came to commit great violence so that there'd be no more descendants of the Pandava dynasty. And therefore he threw one Brahmastra. Today, people throw tweets, and that's their big weapon. The President of the United States tweets and people get upset. People are very disturbed. But in the time, in the ancient Vedic times, saints and sages, even those on the side against the Pandavas, could throw a Brahmastra, a weapon so terrible it could pinpoint and destroy, actually like an atomic weapon. So there was this Brahmastra thrown by Aswatthama. And Uttara, who was the wife of Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was the young son, teenage son of Arjuna. And Abhimanyu gave his wife this child, who of course would become Maharaj Parikshit. But he was killed by the conspiracy of five in the Battle of Kurukshetra. The big Maharatis surrounded him and illegally, unchivalrously killed this Abhimanyu. So Uttara was ready to give birth, and she came to Krishna and she begged him that this Aswatthama has thrown this weapon. Please save me. Do something. And Krishna sent his discus and protected Uttara and the child within the womb, who would become the great Maharaj Parikshit. So at this time, after Krishna had protected Uttara and the Maharaj, Kunti was there on the remains of the battlefield with the Pandavas, who were forlorn. And Lord Krishna, who was preparing to go back to Dwarka, his place. He was getting ready to return to Dwarka. And she made these prayers, which are extremely famous prayers. So many prayers in this 8th chapter of Bhagavatam. Krishnaya Vasudevasya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Nama. She's praising Lord Krishna. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the son of Vasudev, who is the son of Devaki, who is the pleasure of Nanda and the cowherd boys. And he gives pleasure to the cows. He enlivens the cows and the senses. Govindaya Namo Nama. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraya. She glorified him. Oh my Lord, your face is like a lotus, your belly is like a lotus, you're garlanded with lotus, and your feet are lotus. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And she prayed more famous prayers, practically the most significant prayers in all of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Queen Kunti. Viparushatu tashashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. My Lord, I wish the calamities fall upon me again and again, because when I'm in a calamitous condition, I can remember you immediately. And when I remember you and see you, I'll no longer see repeated birth and death. This is our prayer. When we're put into calamity, not like the materialist, why me? I can't do this anymore. Why is this happening to me? The material mood. But the pure devotee is thinking, let the calamities come again and again. Because when a calamity comes, I can think of you, Lord Krishna. Someone called me day before yesterday. Said they were in some calamitous condition. I've also had experience. It was immediate. It was very quick. Some car incident, I think it was. Mine was also car incident. And immediately, I didn't think of Krishna. Immediately, this person said they were upset, not because of the car accident so much, but because during the car accident, they weren't thinking of Krishna. They were thinking of insurance. They were thinking of, oh, my life, oh, my foot, or whatever. But the Vaishnav, Kunti, is praying, let this calamity come upon me so that I think of you again and again. I think it's in the Chant and Be Happy book. George Harrison recalls that he was in a plane turbulence. The turbulence was so great, it seemed like the plane was going to fail. Crash. And he immediately started chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Actually, this person that called me, it was a plane ride back from Denver. And the plane went through the same, and she wasn't thinking of Krishna. She was thinking of so many mundane things in her life. And she was so upset that I've been chanting for so many years. Why am I not thinking of Krishna? This is the science. Confirmed. This is the science that one is trained so seriously and sincerely that when we're put into a calamitous condition, when we're put into difficulties, we immediately think of Krishna. Oh, my Krishna. OMK. Oh, Krishna, help me. As soon as there's some difficulty, someone steps on my foot, oh, Krishna. OMK. Help me. Someone takes from me, someone comes to rob me or shoot some difficulty, we have to be prepared to think of Krishna. Not, oh, look at this moron did such and such so that I've got a difficulty. That's one way to look at it. But that's not how Kunti was looking at it. Kunti didn't say, who's the moron who did this? Who's the jerk who did this to me? Kunti prayed, Krishna, because of my past sinful activities, I should be experiencing much more difficulty. But because you are very kind, you're giving me a token. And I ask for these calamities and these troubles to come again and again so I can always think of you. Because the nature is, when we're not in trouble, we're thinking life is going good, I'm really happening. Naturally, people think, we all think, by nature, I'm on top of the world, whistling Dixie, as they say in my country. So, it's better to be in difficulty, because then we're always praying. A devotee is always praying. No more thinking, I'm really happening, I'm cool, this is all because of me. When one is put in difficulty, one's thinking, Krishna, 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 hey. We used to go to Miami with Leela and Loka, and we chant that mantra, and Loka asked me, will you chant for the Hispanic community? I said, what do you want me to chant? He said, Krishna, 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 ayúdame, help me. In Spanish, ayúdame means help me, please help me. This is the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the prayer of Queen Kunti. This was Uttara's prayer when the Brahmastra was coming, sent by this Ashwatthama. So this is our prayer. Krishna, help. Save me. Whenever we're in calamity. I've tried the praying for calamity. We might not be that advanced. I actually prayed to Krishna to stop the calamities because I can't take it anymore. I'm not so advanced as Queen Kunti. She was praying, calamities come, and they came. The house of shellac, the poison cake, the, what was that, cannibals, the problem at the Kuru's court where Draupadi was disrobed and the Pandavas, their sons, lost everything. The battle of Kurukshetra, what a calamity. Kunti had to endure Queen Kunti. So we may not be that strong, but this is the mood. When the calamities come, we immediately think of Krishna. We don't blame it on some other person. We don't blame the calamities on President Trump. Of course, it might be his fault, but we don't blame it. The devotee blames himself for having to take birth in this country. The inauspiciousness of being born in the United States of America and having to endure another calamity. Devotee is praying to Krishna as soon as calamity comes. So this was Queen Kunti's prayer. And she said, Janmaisvarya Shruta Shri Enamana Madak Puman Twamakinchana Gochara. I'm not interested in Janma, good birth, Aishvarya, wealth, Shruta, great learning, Shri, beauty. I'm not interested in those things. Because one who is trying to make advancement in spiritual life, these things are considered to be intoxication. Edamana Madak Puman. They are completely intoxicating. And therefore she prayed, oh my Lord, you can easily be approached, but only to those that are materially exhausted. Tvam akinchana gochara. That are no longer interested in good birth. I'm from a great family in the suburbs. Wealth. So much wealth I have today, so much is mine. In the future I'll have more. Beauty, get beauty products and somehow make oneself very beautiful somehow or other and be attached that I'm so good looking, I'm so beautiful, I'm so handsome, I'm so pretty. This is intoxication. And one who is on the path of Krishna consciousness, on the path of devotional service, is free from these desires. No more. No more material hankering. Nivritta Tarshaya, Upagiyamanat. Nivritta Trishna, freed from material hankering. And then she prayed, actually, Twayi me nanda visaya, matir madhu pate sakrit. Ratim udvahadad adaha gangya vahugam udanvati. As the Ganges, as the Ganga, naturally flows into the bigger body of water, into the sea, let my mind be attracted to you, O Lord. These were her prayers to Lord Krishna. Let my mind be completely, with no thought of anything else. The Ganga flows into the sea without any distraction. Let my mind flow to you, Krishna, without being distracted onto anything else materially. This is mantra meditation. This is Krishna consciousness. When the mind is absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions, and Krishna's service, just like the Ganga flows into the sea, one is always thinking, my service to Krishna. One is always thinking, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. One is always thinking of Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Without any hindrance, without thinking of this thing or that within this material world, without being attracted to any other mundane personality. So this was the prayer of Queen Kunti, the great sadvi, ta'ete sarva sadvi. Sadvi is the female sadhu. Sadhu with an I is sadvi, and that is saintly woman. Queen Kunti was such saintly woman. And if we take up her teachings, like Vyasadeva, very seriously, we'll get the tadit, the lightning. You can call tadit lightning from now on. It's confirmed. It's in the... What is it? They used to have one guy. He was called Black Lightning or something. This is the white lightning. Tadit. An illumination. Tadit. We'll get that white lightning at the end of our life. That's the actual idea. That we're so absorbed in Krishna that at the end of life, like Vyasadeva, white lightning. All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
And everybody has a comment?
Question.
Story. Quickly. Oh, here it goes.
Okay, so my question is a beautiful class. My question is this. You mentioned about the disrobing of Rokhari, that happens to the surface. Okay, well, Bhima.
Bhima, he didn't take it, you know, when Draupadi was being disrobed, Bhima didn't pray, oh, let these calamities come again and again. Bhima was steaming angry. He got up, he took a vow that I'm going to rip this guy, Duryodhana, apart and drink his blood. And I never heard him criticized for that. So my question is, my question is this. You said this is the mood. I want to know, is it the mood or a mood? Because I never heard Bhima criticized
for
getting
angry
like that.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
And here's the second part of the question. Okay, say it is the mood, but it's an internal mood, right? And those internally, one might be feeling like that, but there are certain situations where you have to feel like that at the same time, do like what Bhima did.
Yes. What Prabhupada said, and the Vedas say, that when one sees a Vaishnava offended, another Vaishnav, not myself. Bhima saw his wife. One becomes like fire. One time in St. Louis, my wife was pregnant with Sita Priya. And some Christian in white robes came to the temple and blew smoke in her face and said some nasty thing and pushed her in our restaurant. So someone came running up to get the president. And I came running down from the office. And this guy was unconscious on the floor when the police came to get him. So I understand thoroughly. When the Sankirtan devotees came back, there was a trail of blood from the front door down the stairs. That sometimes devotees become like fire when another devotee is offended. There's five types of aggressors in the Bhagavad Gita. What are those, Maharaj? One who steals one's wife, one who steals one's property, one who...
Yeah, admit it. Gives poison, attacks with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, deadly weapon. Yeah. Just like one man came to the gift shop and he pointed a gun at our cashier, Ujwala, I think was her name. And the calls went out. There's a system where they punch the button and I got the call. Everybody got the call. Nishingadev, Nishingadev, Nishingadev. I didn't get there first, but the four devotees that did maimed the person that actually cocked the gun to shoot Ujwala. It didn't go off somehow or other by Krishna's arrangement. But they attacked him. The police held them till they found out he was going to live. And then the police let them go and wrote an article in the local paper that the police of the area, Palms area, were very happy that don't mess with the Hare Krishnas. That was an article, remember? Everyone remember? Big article. So yes, you're right. But at the same time, internally one is thinking, because I'm such a great sinner, these things are happening, and let me think of Krishna. If they hurt a devotee, we'll pummel them. But I'm thinking of Krishna during the pummeling. All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Yes.